something else.
I just read in Nathanvanti Mahima, you were explaining about Kung Krishna and it may have been the Karma Gayatri, that by chanting it one, if one chants the mantra perfectly.
Which mantra?
The Karma Gayatri. When you chant it perfectly and clearly, will achieve a spiritual body and will be able to go directly back to Goloka, Vrindavan. So I'd never heard that benediction before. I heard that we go back to the same planet where Krishna performs his pastime.
Well, that's what it means. Yeah. That's what it means. That you go to Krishna and then you go back to Godhead. That means straight back to Godhead. It's the names of Krishna. That's what makes the mantra powerful. That it's Krishna's names. And by chanting Krishna's names, then one becomes purified and perfected.
And does the body you're in, is that the body that's like the same, a replica of the Swarup body of your
own? Hope not. You want to take this body with you?
But it would look like it?
Huh?
Like if you took birth as a
cat. A Liverpudlian in the spiritual world.
Wouldn't it be like a material replica?
Well, no, why? Why would it be?
Because you're getting warmed up for going back, so you want to get into the mood, and so you're getting into the cowhead and body.
No. Certainly not. No, this body is, unless they're actually, like for instance, Srila Prabhupada, at least that's sort of my understanding, that those who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal associates, then they will have their form as a sadhaka is the same in Navadvipa in the spiritual world, like although even there then maybe because there it's the body's Navayovana, so Prabhupada's not like a old Prabhupada, but the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurangira Sangimagini Tisitya Karimani, their eternal associates. So that means that they have an eternally youthful form in the spiritual world, which is just like the form that you see here in the material world. One difference is those forms don't age.
Is that pastime where Arjuna is walking up, the Pandavas are walking up, and then they look down and the stone has turned to Chintamani, and they're in the same forms? They just go back into the spiritual world in those forms.
Sure. Well, that's because they're always Pandavas, yeah. Pandavas are always Pandavas. Although, there's this interesting letter where Prabhupada says that they're Krishna's eternal associates in the material world, not in the spiritual world. Very interesting statement.
So that means they're always coming back all the time?
Huh?
That means they're always coming back all the time?
More like they're always here. But of course, there in the Bhagavatam, it says that they went back to the spiritual world in their self-same bodies.
To me on this site called LinkedIn, and so I was just reflecting on
someone was rude to you while you were hearing
No, it's this site called LinkedIn. It's a bit like Facebook, but it's more for like jobs and things. And I was just wondering whether, because it's quite blatantly obvious that he's being rude, and I was thinking, I wonder if what people think sometimes, because it says, we were reading this morning that if you make an offence at the lotus feet of a pure devotee, that this is very, very bad, you know. But somebody could think, well, I've seen him do something abominable, so he's not a pure devotee, so therefore I can be offensive towards him, or I can criticise him, I can be rude, because he's obviously not a pure devotee, so...
No, whether someone's pure devotee or not devotee, sadhananda means you commit offence to even a Vaishnav, even a non-Vaishnav. We shouldn't commit offence to anyone. Then there's sadhananda, and then there's offences to living entities. But either Brahmins or Vaishnavas or aspiring Vaishnavas, even Gyanis or impersonalists, we shouldn't be in the mood that you can't offend anyone. So that's why Krishna says that once you austerity in the tongue means to avoid speech that offends, to always speak favorably to people, not speak critically or in a way that's derogatory. And you can't, it's not going to work that, you know, you're polite with some people and not polite with others. If you're not polite with everyone, then you're going to end up being critical of those who are advanced, and who's to say who's advanced and who's not. Sometimes it's not so black and white. In fact, it's never black and white. Often it becomes even Mahabhagavatas, Vaishnavriya Krita Mudra Vigela, which was all the people who made fun of Shukadeva Goswami, obviously they couldn't recognize who he was, or they couldn't recognize Jadabharat, or they couldn't recognize Maharaj Rishabhdev. So, you know, better not criticize people. Vaishnava is kind to everyone, so why would he not kind to others? Sanctanda Buddhas are outside?
Yes, already. They arrived.
Okay. So let's go outside and...